The content presented in this broadcast is for educational and informational purposes only. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Invest wisely. The views expressed on this show are those of the guest and do not necessarily represent this station or its sponsors. You've worked hard for a lifetime to save and to maximize your investments in retirement. But are your investments consistent with what you believe? And why does it matter? If you believe that all of life is meant to honor God, stay with us. This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni, sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC.
Hello and welcome to today's edition of the program. We're so glad you're with us. We want you to begin today with a family decision to line up your faith and your moral beliefs with your investments. And you can learn all about us at faithandretirement.com. And with me is my good friend, Jay Peroni. Jay, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Tom. Wonderful day. How are you doing today?
Doing great. It's a beautiful day here outside our studios, and it's great to have you with us. So, Jay, do you think that our biblically responsible investing message is breaking through? It's still a new idea to a lot of people. So would you say this movement's taken hold with Christian families?
I'd say yes, Tom. As an investor, you're an owner at the end of the day. Now, think of it this way. I think of the parable of the talents. In the parable, there was one servant made a return of five talents, while another made two talents, and the master praises both equally. This is from Matthew 25. But the one who buries the talent is considered wicked and lazy. So it's pretty clear to me that God calls us to multiply what he provides. So Christian families, they've got that one down. They're investing, they're giving, they're expanding the kingdom. It's plain and simple. Now think about, does God also care about how you profit? And I ask this very soul-searchingly, right? At the end of the day, if that's a word.
Yeah.
Would he look favorably at someone who starts a business of exploiting women and children? We'd say no, right? or a business dedicated to performing abortions? We'd say no. Or what about a business that traps people into various addictions? Certainly we wouldn't want that either. Or what about one that produces explicit entertainment? These are things that clearly violate God's words. Yet a lot of Christian families are investing in these types of businesses. And I look to 1 Corinthians 10:31 that says, so whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. It doesn't say some things. It says do all to the glory of God. So I think as Christian families become more aware of this type of investing, and that's what we're doing, Tom, we're being the public service announcement, helping people to incorporate their faith and values. And when many investors are given the choice to invest in a biblically responsible way, they choose to go that path. The problem really, or the challenge, is that not enough Christians know about this type of investing, that it's available. However, over the last 30 years, we've seen tremendous growth in biblically responsible investing. There's now mutual funds, there's ETFs, there's separately managed accounts, there's firms like Faith Investor Services, where we're dedicated to helping people incorporate their faith into their investing program. It's a fast-growing movement. More and more people are looking for it. And that's really what it is, Tom. It's really getting that awareness out, letting people know, here's what's available. Here's how we do it. We use a number of screens to screen out things that don't line up with Christian values. And then we screen in things that do line up with Christian values. It's that balance, finding good companies you can believe in and feel good about where you're investing and get good returns in the process. Faithful returns is what we like to call them.
Well, Jay handles our family finances, and it's such a joy to tell you about this whole movement. And it is a movement. So let me ask you, here it is on the weekend. Do you want to screen and clean your investments with no charge and no obligation? Because that really is the offer. You can get your free book, 7 Ways to Make Sure That Your Money Lines Up With Your Faith, by fiduciary and CFP Jay Peroni, our guest today. So don't wait. Get your free download right now at the website, faithandretirement.com. And you can even pick up the phone and give Jay a call. That number is one that is answered throughout the week and the weekend. And the telephone number is 800-270-7310. Jay, Faith Investor Services has a Christian stock investor fund called Prey. You referred to it just a moment ago. How's the stock ETF PRAY doing, and what makes it special?
Yeah, well, the FIS Christian Stock Fund, its ticker symbol PRAY, it trades on the New York Stock Exchange. Mm-hmm. Really, the goal of it is to provide long-term capital appreciation with also the added benefit of downside protection. It can get defensive when the markets look dicey and put pedal to the metal when things look good. And we aim to invest in companies around the world that offer sustainable growth opportunities and business practices are aligned with Christian values. The good news is Prey is up about 20% over the past year. It invests in about 60 to 70 companies that meet our Christian screens. It's an exchange traded fund, which is similar to a mutual fund where the ETF actually trades like more like a stock throughout the day. And it owns these 60 to 70 companies. It's not a passive fund. It's an actively managed fund where we're buying new companies, selling some, replacing them. But we aim to have the highest quality companies in there that align with our Christian faith. And that's where it's a little different from a lot of other funds that are out there that don't do any Christian screening. There are some that do, and you really have to make sure that the values in the fund line up with yours. We use a very strict process. We have 6 major screens, and then we have 60 sub-screens. So we make sure that every single company in the portfolio is biblically responsible. And again, that's ticker symbol PRAY that trades on the New York Stock Exchange. And it is a Christian stock investors fund.
Very good. So, Jay, when Faith Investor Services is looking at a company, do you consider the management team too? And how important is that really in the process of finding a good investment?
Yeah, at the end of the day, every company has an executive that is manning the ship, so to speak. And some get more attention than others. You know, Elon Musk would be an example, yeah. Tesla. others are labor, you know, they're relatively obscure. You don't know who they are. You couldn't, you know, who's the CEO of NVIDIA? I mean, unless you know NVIDIA, you don't know.
Somebody with an unpronounceable name.
Some investors focus very closely on the management team as a driver of value. And what happens, we found over time, is that management teams absolutely do have an impact on returns. Having good leaders, good management team is critical in finding a good company. Think about it. If you had a good product, good service, poor management, poor run business, it's not going to operate very long. So you have to have good leaders. You have to have good managers. We also look for managers particularly that are Christian or have Christian principles at the helm. And an example is Coca-Cola is certainly not a clean company. They're very woke. But there's a bottling company. A lot of people don't realize that Coca-Cola, they sold the rights to have their product bottled. And there's a company actually called Coca-Cola Consolidated. The ticker symbol is COKE. All they simply do is bottle the sodas for Coca-Cola. They're not really affiliated with them other than doing the bottling. And this company is run by a Christian CEO. And what he does is he makes sure that the leadership within the company, they're all evangelical Christians. You know, he's really employing that philosophy within his leadership within the company. And he's a big, advocate for the Billy Graham Evangelic Association since 2002. And he's been very religious and very faithful. And his mission is our purpose is to honor God and all we do, serve others, pursue excellence, and grow profitably. And this is a company, I'm not saying it's recommended for everyone, but it's one of the companies that we recommend at Faith Investor Services that we have our clients in. And it really is a company that's done more, it's more profitable, it's been more profitable than the big company Coca-Cola, but it's being run with Christian principles. So that's just an example of how we'd look at leadership, how the business is being run, and find a Christian opportunity. And that was one example that we found here with good leadership. And if we had more Christian CEOs, think about all this wokeness going on, right? They'd put a stop to that. We need more leaders like this all across America.
We're talking to Jay Peroni, and Jay is one of those people. He's not just a guy who works for a company. He is in top leadership in an organization that's on the cutting edge of all of this. And he's also a person that you can appeal to. He handles our personal family investments, and I can only talk about my experience, but it's nice to know that I can appeal to you, Jay, just on a servant-to-servant basis in God's mm-hmm. kingdom. If not that we ever have those conversations, but we have that in common, and that means all the world to me. Jay, I think that a lot of our Christian listeners listening today would like to know more about how you can arrange income for life. That's a very attractive concept. And what approach do you use?
Yeah, so a lot of people used to have pensions, and they've really gone the way of the dinosaur. I was reading a stat the other day that it's less than 30% of people now have a pension, mostly government employees, teachers. Some churches still offer them, but it's very rare to have a pension. So what I like to do is, if someone doesn't have a pension, or even if they do, some people have small military pensions and a small pension, but they really need to have more guaranteed income for life. So what we're able to do is actually create private pensions, very similar to what the old companies would do. They'd go to an insurance company and say, "Hey, Tom, you worked for us for 30 years. You've accumulated $400,000. We can pay you $2,000 a month for the rest of your life." Well, we can do that same thing, but go to a private insurance company. We're going to look at the fees. You know, what type of fees would you be paying? How much income can you create for life? Is it going to be just for you, Tom? Is it going to be for your wife as well? We can create that income for life so that no matter what happens, if Tom lives to 100, he's got income coming in. He's got the upside potential of the stock market, but he doesn't have the downside risk. So that's what we can do in creating income for life, is look for having some guarantees, making sure that income is there and that no matter what happens, you're not going to run out of money. And that's really what that income for life strategy that we use at Faith Investor Services is all about.
Well, you want your actions to match your words, right? I mean, that's our goal, to be integrated in that way. Well, here's your invitation to call us now for your free portfolio screen. Call Jay and find out now whether the companies you're investing in match your faith and values and honor God, or if you need to make some changes. The telephone number is 800-270-7310. There's no obligation, and when you call, ask for your free portfolio screen. We're going to take a quick break and be back with more with Jay right after this.
This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Now, you don't have to choose between investment performance and biblical stewardship of your family investments. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com.
Do your retirement investments line up with what you believe? I'm Jay Peroni, host of Faith and Retirement. I'm offering to screen your portfolio today absolutely free. Your investments really can honor God without sacrificing performance and returns. Learn more at faithandretirement.com. Screen your investments today. That's faithandretirement.com.
Don't miss Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni, CFP and Senior Portfolio Manager of Faith Investor Services. Saturday afternoons at 1:30 Eastern, Sunday afternoons at 3, sponsored by Faith Investor Services. Jay, I saw some research this past week from Northwest Mutual Insurance. It said that among baby boomers, that generation, one-third of them said they had $25,000 or less in retirement cash available. And 21% of Americans said that they have $0 in retirement savings. So this stuff is important, and it's kind of frightening. Having multiple sources of retirement income seems more important today than ever, too. I imagine people who are new to retirement sometimes worry that they're spending too much too soon. How do you help navigate that? Should they scale back, or are they at risk of outliving their money?
Yeah, this concern is very legitimate. With people living longer, you know, the average life expectancy close to 80 years old now, women 85, men close to 80. It's really a concern that people live too long. And you think that, hey, if I live too long, that's not a problem. Well, it is if you don't have money coming in. That's a huge problem. That's why you see a lot of people going back to work in their 70s and 80s, and it's not because they want to in a lot of cases.
Yeah.
It's because they're forced to. And that's why I like to see three sources of income. Like you said, the multiple sources of income. You have your guaranteed income for life. That could be a pension. It could be a private pension. Then you have your Social Security. Then you have some money for inflation and taxes. So you have some growth money that's helping you for the later years of retirement. And then you have your emergency funds. You don't want to have to be taking out of your retirement accounts if the roof leaks or if you need a new vehicle. So you want to have those three strategies: protected growth, growth, and then emergency fund. And some households will live it up and spend more than they anticipate as retirement starts. It's like a big extended vacation. A lot of my clients, I've been doing this for 28 years, and that's the first thing I hear in the first year of retirement. It feels like I'm on vacation for the last year. But in 10 or 20 years, they may not be spending as much. And the initial stages of that retirement can be very expensive. The Bureau of Labor Statistics show that the average spending of $70,000 per year is what most people are spending in their first year of retirement. And that's Americans age 55 to 64. And then it drops to $52,000 by the time they hit age 65. And then for people 75 and older, the number drops even further down to 45,820. So the first few years is really, it's kind of like a U-shaped graph. You see it kind of going up, kind of peaks out, and then starts falling. But then it will rise again due to medical expenses. And there was actually a study done that showed that very little spending over time, the medical expenses spiked for a small percentage of retirees, usually in the last 2 years of their lives. But really having that spending plan ahead of time and having a financial planner really have been some of the keys to success. Having someone that's on your team, watching your back each and every year like we do. We use a retirement analyzer. We want to see, check in twice a year with our clients. Has your life changed? Have the markets changed? Taxes changed? We want to make sure the plan is heading in the right direction. And if it's off track, if we're checking in twice a year, we can make corrections very quickly so that that spending doesn't sneak up on you. And all of a sudden, you're seeing your money going, dwindling away each year. So that's really what our goal is, to help make sure people have income for life and they're keeping up with inflation and taxes.
We're going to be talking more about these issues of medical debt. More than 84% of people who are 65 plus are coping with at least one chronic condition, and more as they age. So I guess the question is, have you planned for this? Call Jay and the team and say, hey, Jay, we need to have a quick chat about our family finances. Just leave your name and phone number. There's no obligation. Doesn't cost you anything. There's no obligation to ask your questions. And you can learn more about your retirement income, wealth accumulation, annuities, just some help protecting your assets during turbulent times. There's an economist, Claudia Somm, and she said that the Federal Reserve's reluctance to cut interest rates could potentially push the economy into a pretty serious recession. Jay, do you think the Fed should cut interest rates? And what's the best scenario for our listeners?
Yeah, I think the Fed has really messed up here with, keeping rates as high as they have been. It's kind of like they're doing it until something breaks. First, we saw the banks breaking. We had Silicon Valley Bank and a number of small banks get hit very hard when they started raising rates. And now that they're keeping rates high, it's really just that wait and watch. And we're starting to see signs of consumers being more cautious with their dollars. They're not spending as much on big ticket items. We've talked about that on past shows. We're seeing consumers getting a little more stingy with their wallet. And that's a sign right before they start to cut back completely. I'm not saying we're going into a recession. Yeah. We're still optimistic about the markets for the next 12, 18 months or so. But the problem with the Fed is managing inflation. There are no brakes, right? You can't halt the brakes. You can't stop inflation on a dime. And they've been raising rates, trying to stop inflation. But what they haven't been able to control has been energy prices. And that's where about 50% of inflation comes from, is the fact that you have to ship goods across the country, around the world, either by plane, boat, depending on how you're shipping it. But there's gas or transportation involved, and that's going to boil down to oil and energy prices. So I think the Fed keeping the fact that the rates have been so high for so long, it's doing a lot of damage to our future here. And I think that that's something that really they're going to probably cut rates once before the election just for, you know, symbolism, so to speak. But they really should have already cut rates a couple of times by now.
Yeah. Right. Well, the election is going to make things really interesting. And I think energy policy is going to have a big part in deciding how this election comes out. You can learn more about Jay at faithandretirement.com. Faithandretirement.com. And you can call Jay at 800-270-7310. Don't forget to download your free book. It's our free offer to you today, 7 Ways to Make Sure That Your Money Lines Up With Your Faith by fiduciary and CFP Jay Peroni. Get your free download right now at the website, which again is faithandretirement.com. Jay, always so interested to watch what younger generations are doing, like the millennials and the Gen Zers. They're investing a lot more than older generations in things like crypto, digital assets, old classic cars, art, wine, and some not so traditional options. Are they wise to do that?
Yeah, I think, Tom, at the end of the day, in an asset allocation plan where you're looking at how you spread your money out, whether it be stocks, bonds, cash, or alternative investments, what you're talking here is more what I would classify as alternative investments. And we do believe in having some alternative investments. At Faith Investor Services, our team usually allocates at least 10% of a portfolio toward things like gold and silver and commodities and sometimes real estate. Maybe sometimes it could be Bitcoin or cryptocurrencies, other digital assets. But I like those as diversifying assets. Classic cars, art and wine, some of these are very much illiquid. There has to be the right market for them, so they're a little more challenging. But I do think having some non-correlated assets, you want things that are going to zig while others zag. That's the foundation of an investment plan, not putting everything in stocks, not putting everything in bonds or even in cash or CDs. It's having a mix of investments. And that's where I like stocks, bonds, cash, alternative investments. That's where a lot of these that you mentioned fall into. But it's making sure you don't have too much there either. It's having that optimal mix. And that's what we help our listeners with, is creating that optimal mix. Are you taking too much risk or too little risk? Both of those can be serious challenges. So we help our clients make sure they're not taking too much risk or too little risk, just the right risk, and getting the appropriate return for the risk that they're taking. I had a woman talk to me this past week, and we looked at her portfolio, and I said, you know, it's not horrible, but given the risk that you're taking, you should be getting a lot higher rate of return. And I showed her how she could do that and do it in a biblically responsible way. And she said, Jay, sign me up. Get me into less risk, better returns, and biblically responsible investments.
Well, Jay, we are just about out of time. In fact, I should probably just go ahead and make sure that our listeners know how to get your free book. It is available for free at the website, which is faithandretirement.com. faithandretirement.com. You can download it. You can also call Jay and ask your questions. There's absolutely no obligation, and set up your free portfolio screen. There are roughly 2,000 Bible verses that talk about money. And if you look at Jesus' teachings himself, they're filled with references to possessions, to giving and wealth, and our attitudes regarding greed and envy. And we want to bring some of the profound wisdom and timeless principles from God's Word to you today on this edition of Faith and Retirement. And so, Jay, thank you so much for making yourself available. If you want to screen and clean your investments, again, the phone number is 800-270-7310, and the website is faithandretirement.com. Jay, thank you so much, my friend. We're so glad to have you with us. We appreciate you. And listeners, thank you so much for listening. Tell a friend about this outreach ministry, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Do your family investments match what you believe? Call us now for your free portfolio screen, 800-270-7310. You can know that your investments line up with your faith and values. There's no obligation. Call and ask your questions, 800-270-7310. And call us today for a free retirement analyzer, a $750 value for clients with $250,000 or more. To get your free ebook from Jay, visit faithandretirement.com. That's faithandretirement.com. Investors should consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses carefully before investing. For a prospectus or summary prospectus, with this and other information about the funds can be found online, KOCG or PRAY. Read the prospectus or summary prospectus carefully before investing. Investing in ETFs involves risk, and there is no guarantee the fund's investment strategy will be successful, and you can lose money on your investment in the fund. Shares may trade at a premium or discount to their NAV in the secondary market. The fund is new and has limited operating history to judge. Faith and Retirement is sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com. Tell a friend about this outreach. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.